This is WHYY's Morning Edition. Good morning. I'm Jennifer Lin. There are some creative ways to ring in the weekend, indoors and outdoors, from outdoor displays of fall flowers to hybrid and online film showings. Our Things to Do curator, Tanya Pendleton, has our bases covered. Good morning, Tanya.
Good morning, Jennifer. I'm in a great mood today.
Well, I think you're always in a pretty good mood, but what's going on?
Well, probably a little bit more so because it's Pennsylvania Wine Month. That means special discounts and events at wineries all over the state. And we'll have links to that information on our website, whyy.org/things-to-do.
I will definitely check that out since there are so many wonderful wineries in the area with beautiful grounds to enjoy in addition to the wine.
Well, you know what else goes great with wine? A dinner party. 16 Philadelphia restaurants can help you with that because they are part of the Taste the Islands Philly Month. For the rest of October, you're encouraged to partake in the restaurants that highlight Caribbean food.
Let's just stay here for a moment inside my mental image of Jamaica, Puerto Rico, yeah.
All the islands. Well, you can stay there, Jennifer, but let's add some images of flowers to that.
That works too.
From the balmy beaches of the Caribbean to the glorious outdoor spaces here in Philadelphia, our own Longwood Gardens is beautiful and never more so than when it's Chrysanthemum Festival time.
Oh yes, it is a beautiful annual celebration of fall.
Most definitely. The Chrysanthemum Festival starts today and goes through November 15th. I'm told the Thousand Bloom Mum is the must-see. It all comes from the stem of just one plant. That's pretty amazing. The festival is free with gardens admission, but as with everything these days, you'll have to plan your visit in advance. There are no on-site ticket sales.
Good to know. Tanya, let's stick with this fall theme right now. And Halloween is creeping up. The kids are out of their minds with excitement. What's on target for kids to do besides plan out their costumes?
You said creeping up, huh? Yeah, Halloween is a little bit of a concern for parents this year, I know. But both the Elmwood Park Zoo and the Philadelphia Zoo are using their open spaces to alleviate those concerns. Bring the kids in costume to Boo at the Zoo through November 1st in Philadelphia, or you can attend Elmwood Park Zoo's Trick or Treat Nights through October 31st. And yes, COVID protocols are in place, so bring those masks or make sure your costume includes one.
Okay. And then when we want to take a break and plop down on the sofa, legs up on the pillows, are you following me?
I'm following you right to the couch this weekend, that's for sure. I do have some good events this week. The Philadelphia Film Festival is happening this year, and they've taken a hybrid approach. It's online, but there are free and ticketed drive-in screenings at the Philadelphia Navy Yard. It gets started on Friday and will showcase 100 movies over the next 11 days. Some of the highlights include Frances McDormand, Oscar winner Frances McDormand, we must say. She's got a starring role in a new film, Nomadland, and Regina King's highly anticipated directorial debut, One Night in Miami.
Yes, yes, Cassius Marcellus Clay is the new heavyweight champion of the world, boy.
Yes, he is.
And I don't even
you know how packed theaters get during the festival. Now you can choose your own seat on your couch or in your car. And the Social Justice Now Film Festival continues through the weekend as well with a slate of compelling features, short films, and documentaries, most for free and all on demand. It's a good chance to make your own popcorn from your home popcorn machine because, you know, I don't know. They never get that exactly right at home. Not like the movie theaters, Jennifer, you think?
No, I can never do it, but I like the preferred seating at home. I can't argue with that. Hey, thanks so much, Tanya, for these wonderful suggestions.
You're welcome. And don't forget to head to whyy.org/things-to-do to find out more about what you can add to your Eagles watching experience at home, courtesy of a local restaurant. And what scary but fun things are going on at night at Treetop Quest in Fairmont Park this weekend.